8.3.22 ब्रह्मा देवा वेदालोकाश्चराचर नाम रूप विभेद न फल्याच कलया कृतः. सो हियर द लॉर्ड इज Gajendra is praying to the Supreme Lord and he is saying, this Lord, yasya brahmadaya devaha, this Lord is the Supreme Being. He is the master of devaha, veda, loka, chara, chara, the moving and the non-moving, nama rupa vibhedena falvya chakalaya krita. These are three prayers over here. We discussed the first part. The Supreme Personality of the Godhead creates his minor parts and parcels, the Jivatattva, beginning with Lord Brahma, the demigods, and the expansion of Vedic knowledge. Samra, Vijura, Atharva, and including all other living entities, moving and non-moving, with their different names and characteristics. So generally, we think of God more in a role of his relationship with us than of his self-existence. So he has created me, he has created the world around me, and he will protect me if I pray to him. And this is the way, based on our own conceptions of our life and our priorities, we think about God. And that's why God is thought of as a creator. Now God definitely is a creator, but along with that, he has his own self-existence in the spiritual world. And that self-existence is God's life that he delights in. So here Gajendra, because he is trapped in the material world, earlier in the previous prayers he has talked about how the Lord is kind even to those who are suffering in material existence, even to those who approach him just for relief for some suffering, not out of love. He is ready to approach them and help them also. So here he is praying, my dear Lord, you are my creator. You are the creator of everything and everyone around me. The implicit in the idea is that, my dear Lord, if you have created me, please maintain me also. Please protect me. So he is establishing here the relationship between himself and the Lord by stating that both of them are eternally related. As creator and creature. So now at one level, the soul is never created, the soul is eternal. But at our present level of consciousness, we don't think of ourselves as soul, we think of ourselves as bodies. And we think of ourselves as being created through our parents, or prior to that, somehow we think we are created by God. So, Gajendra here is talking about not the spiritual soul, because the soul is eternal. He's talking about the point that we are all subordinate to God, and it is only by His grace that we have got our bodies and we'll be able to sustain our bodies. And if He so wills, in one moment our bodies can be destroyed. So, when we think of life in these terms, then we understand that actually our life is primarily meant for loving and serving Krishna, because we eternally belong to Him. That, you know, whenever there is a creation, there is a purpose for that creation. And when somebody divorces the creation from its purpose, as decided by the Creator, then that creation is always underused, sometimes misused. So same happens with us. When we try to divorce ourselves from our Creator and try to live separately, independently, then we bring suffering upon ourselves. So that's how the sufferings of material existence, of birth, old age, disease and death come upon us. And when we recognize that actually our real life is as eternal parts of Krishna, then we strive to raise ourselves to spiritual consciousness, and that's how we go beyond the range of all problems. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, actually we are trying to go beyond the range of all problems by practicing devotional service. by remembering and loving and serving Krishna. So we acknowledge that at a material level, the Lord is our creator, Lord is our maintainer. At a spiritual level, we have an eternal relationship that goes beyond the dualities of creation and destruction. And the process of meditation is meant to take us to that eternal level of existence where we live eternally in love with Krishna. Thank you.